Welcome to the podcast Glow From the Inside Out, hosted by me, Shanaz, entrepreneur and founder of LumiGlow Skincare, makeup artist, wife and mom of two. I'm sharing my self-development journey on this podcast, bringing positivity into your day and helping you live a happier and more fulfilling life. Welcome back to Glow From the Inside Out. As you know, I'm your host, Shanaz. I hope you guys have had a good week. And yeah, I hope all is well. It has been a crazy time for me, a time of big transformation, a lot of pivoting. It's been a tough 2.5 months. It is not how I expected the year to start. But as I say, and I've talked about this in other episodes, it's really helped me pivot in how I am running my business. And I think that was the biggest lesson to learn, how I present myself, how I'm pitching to people, how, you know, even when I'm in store, how we look, our displays, you know, just kind of leveling everything up to really like, what do I need to do to be better, to just get that message across about who we are. We've got a beautiful now pitch deck that my gorgeous Anna has helped me with. And it really kind of just gets into that nitty gritty of what we are about. And the mission is to help as many people glow as possible, but not only from the outside in, but the inside out. And that's really what this podcast is about as well. It's about learning to glow from the inside, learning to take care of yourself. And self-care really is like the key part of LumiGlow and actually of my life. And I have done a self-care episode, I think very, very early on, but the girl that I was then, the woman that I was then, is not the same, you know, who I am today. I'm a very, very different person. And my self-care looks very differently, and how I react and how I deal with others and how I am with others. And I find that, you know, when I get asked this question, you know, I was interviewed with my coach. I'm going to have a lovely episode coming out at some point, I think maybe next month. It was, you know, really going on looking at self-care and how important that is and why it matters. Because firstly, without properly taking care of yourself, your mental health is the most important thing. And I used to always, I joke about it, like, you know, have a glass of wine with my mask on. Oh, I've self-cared. Oh, I had a massage. Yes, that's all part of it. But true self-care, you know, is really taking care of yourself and every part of your life and your body and what you put in your body and your exercise, how you start your day, how you end your day. All those things are part of the self-care. And it's not being selfish, putting yourself first and saying, right, this is what I need to do to be okay. And then you can be that better person. You can be, you know, the better wife, husband, friend, be better in your work, better with your team. I know when I am stressed out and overwhelmed and run down, I can be quite, you know, I'm hard hitting with Lauren, who I work with. And then I have to stop myself and go, I'm really sorry if I was hectic yesterday, because I have got all this going on, and there is a lot going on, a lot. There's been so much change as well in my life. Everything is coming at me. And I'm just like, okay, what else? What else is going to happen? But I'm still smiling. And the key thing here is to say, am I safe? I've got that from the Infinite Receiving book, Susie Ashworth, which I desperately need to finish. But it's like, am I safe? Yeah. So you just say, I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. Right now, I'm safe. I'm good. Even if there's a whole whirlwind of stuff going around you, take a moment, take stock of yourself, listen to your body, kind of sit in the moment, take some breaths, and then just think, okay, where can I feel it in my body? And what is going on? Do a little bit of a meditation or something. But like, you are safe in that present moment. You are safe. And I think that's the most important stuff, because our body just goes into this fight or flight mode. We get a little bit crazy. It's like, and I struggle with it. You know, I am working on this every single day. It is not easy for me at all. I've grown up very different background with a specific mentality, and I'm trying to break those all down and kind of be reborn almost and be this different person. which is still me, still the fun dancer girl, but deals with life differently, reacts to things differently, is more grown up, makes more informed decisions because I've been taking care of myself. And that ultimately is the most important thing. We have such busy schedules, and the world that we live in is hustle culture. And that's not how we were created. We were created just like hang out, you know, the men go off and get the food and the women hang out and they're all living together in a community, what have you. And it's not like that anymore. And so it has misunderstood self-care, and it's seen like, oh, well, you're putting yourself first, you're selfish, but you're not. If you don't put yourself first, you will burn out. That is what happened to me. And then I got long COVID, and then I couldn't get out of my tracksuit, and I was stuck on the sofa for God knows how long, and the dogs were like, what the fuck's wrong with mommy? And I couldn't do anything, and I couldn't take care of my children. And it was awful. And I never want to be in that place again. And I actually haven't. I was talking about it with somebody. I haven't been ill in a really long time, touch wood, because I take care of myself mentally and physically. I still drink wine, which is not the best, but I exercise. I exercise intentionally. The exercise that I do now, I absolutely love. It brings me joy. And I've kicked out like going to the gym and killing myself pushing weights, because that's not fun, and I end up injuring myself. You know, and all those boot camp classes and all those things, they're fun to a certain degree, but it's like, I want to do the dancing side of stuff, but I want to exercise while I'm doing it. So I'm doing my pole dancing, and I have never, ever been more this strong, more capable in my life. And it's empowering. It feels amazing. So I urge you, challenge yourself in part of your self-care. Like, what can you do to challenge your body? And it also challenges your mind. It feeds your soul. I'm a dancer, dancer energy. What can I do that's going to bring the magic for me? You know, I do my bounce classes and my pole classes, and I do my splits. And now I've asked my one teacher something called the lollipop. It's like a round metal circle on a stick. So it sounds a bit odd, but I like, I wanted to learn a routine. You know, I've been doing a routine on the pole as well. I'm sharing little snippets on that Shanaz Loves Beauty and Shanaz's Dose of Glow as well. Just showing my, like, I'm trying to inspire you out there to say, if she can do it, I'm going to be 48 years old. If that girl can do it, I can do it. If there's something that you feel like, oh, I couldn't do that, you can. Like, I can do the splits now. I couldn't do that before. So challenge yourself. Like, really, like, think about, what can I do to really get that self-care in and put some joy into my life? How can I bring that into my routine? You know, that's really important. So self-care, it encompasses anything intentional. It's an act to preserve or improve your physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual well-being. It's about making choices that honor your needs and prioritize your health, your happiness, and overall quality of life. It's not indulgent or self-centered. It's a form of self-respect and self-compassion. Now, there's so many women out there that don't put themselves first. And like, I did a pop-up on the weekend, and the woman's like, oh no, I've got to buy for my daughter. And I'm like, but what about you? No. Your daughter, who is 12 years old, does not need a gua sha. Her face is perfect. We need the care. You know, gua sha, for those of you who don't know, is a little rose quartz. Well, they've got different ones, but mine is rose quartz. And it's in a heart shape, because I'm all about the love. And the rose quartz is all about the love, and it's healing energy. And I said, if anything else, if you buy this, anything that you can take away from it is releasing the tension in your neck. If that's anything you can take away, release the tension in your neck. And then you're like, and they're like, oh yeah, this feels really good. And it's about, it's those little moments of taking care of yourself. Take yourself away. Go make your space. Like, I have made my space in my room. It's beautiful with the lights. I feel like a Hollywood star. And I don't know what it is. When I sit at that table, I feel incredible. So my self-care routine, which is the skincare makeup part of it, which is an element of it, becomes really beautiful and joyful and calming. And I might listen to a podcast or might watching reruns of Gossip Girl, whatever floats my boat. But I'm doing something for me, and I'm taking time out for me in amongst my busy schedule. Life's crazy, you know. I'm trying to build my skincare brand and get as many clients as possible and drive sales and looking at Pinterest and how can we do this and TikTok and this thing and that thing and a new agency and then the branding and the influencers and all those kind of things. And it's really hectic. So me going to have that beautiful time really is amazing for me. And I just feel really good. So then when I step away to do my next thing, I'm like, I'm feeling in a really good place. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Are you struggling with stressed out skin? With your skin in need of some serious love, hydration and some glow? Do you want to be rocking the no makeup look? Well, at Lumi Glow, we've got you. We care about skin. We care about clean, active ingredients that are suitable for sensitive skin and that will make all our customers glow from the outside in. But what's often forgotten is how to glow from the inside out. All women deserve to love themselves for who they are on the inside and how they feel or look on the outside, which is why we are brand for all women wherever they are on their glow journey. If this sounds like this is for you, then go on www.lumiglowskin.com or www.lumiglowskin.co.uk and use the code LOVELUMIGLOW10 to get your special discount. What are you waiting for? Get busy shopping. All right, I'm back, guys. I could hear my son was awake. So we have started Easter holidays in South Africa, but actually it's a public holiday, a bank holiday today. And we're going on a boat. We're going to go and have some fun on a beautiful catamaran. There's going to be, I mean, although the sea is absolutely freezing in Cape Town, but it's hectic. Really, it's hectic. Cape Town's the most beautiful place, but the water is like, it will steal your breath away. But also, that's really good for you. Another form of self-care, the ice cold water therapy, all good for you. We're going to go and have the most incredible, beautiful day. And yeah, have a barbecue, music. So I'm going to be living best life today. And I think that's what it's about. It's finding those moments of, it's taking those opportunities that for me as a manifesting generator, my human design is to go with my gut and what lights me up. What lights me up is dancing on a boat with my friends, having some fun and just bringing some joy in amongst all the stress, because it is difficult. It's difficult being an entrepreneur. It can be very lonely. There's a lot of pressure and owning a skincare brand is expensive. There's lots of elements and costs, so it's a lot. So I'm like really upping my self-care. But what I was saying about women, it's just like a lot of the women don't take care of themselves, and that's what I had. I got burnout because I didn't take care of myself, and then I was just like push with the exercise. I wasn't sleeping. Okay, let's pop up some sleeping pills every day. And I'm like, okay, this is not normal. You know, I'm not resting properly and my body isn't healing, you know, and we risk the burnout, stress-related illnesses, and having people have like emotional breakdowns. I had a physical breakdown. I've never been ill in all of my life. It was awful. And I look back at that Shanaz who was eczema on her face, crying to her husband, having panic attacks, like crying all the time, couldn't breathe properly, couldn't even drive my car, couldn't do anything. And the one time he had to come and collect me because I was trying to help my friend, and then I like was having a panic attack. So that time for me was, it was really difficult. It feels like a lifetime ago. It's like a bit of a blur, but I remember it very clearly. But it does feel like a very long time ago, and it was a very weird time. But it was the catalyst in the change of launching my business, of taking care of myself, and to where I am today, to launching the podcast, teaching women how to glow. And I really, the dream is to obviously get on stage and share the glow and share my story and inspire other women and help them teach themselves on how to glow from the inside out, outside in. So just come bloody glow with me, people. But we have to prioritize self-care. We have to improve our own well-being so that we can work, you know, better, just like be more productive. I know when I'm in full overwhelm, I then procrastinate and I don't know what to do. You know, as soon as you feel there's stress or there's something that's happened, stop, take yourself away. Okay, let's think about this. What can I do? Can I go meditate? Can I go for a walk? Can I dance? Can I go do an exercise session? Do you know what I mean? So there's all the different things for me. I think just go and have a little boogie. Do you know what I mean? Find your favorite song and just dance it out. I've bought now the trampoline place that I go to. She's bought new ones. So I bought one for like really cheap. So after this, I'm going to go bounce, because when I bounce on the trampoline, listening to music and doing some exercise, I feel really happy and I get my best ideas, and it's when I'm my most creative. So I'm going to go bounce after this. And then I'm being interviewed on an amazing podcast, which will be going live. as this comes out, I'll be on the other one, so on Kenny Crystal. So it's really exciting. So how can we practice self-care? So your physical health, you know, what are you putting in your body? I'm drinking green juice every day, and I've definitely seen the difference in my skin. And I'm getting all my greens in without having to sit, you know, and I'm finding myself ordering more things that have got the greens in the salads and stuff like that. Still drinking the rosé though. And I'm doing my amazing exercise. So find exercise. Don't force yourself to go to the gym. Please, if it's not what you like, don't do it. Go walk the dogs. Try a pole class. Go do a trampoline class. Go do some amazing bar body. Go take a, there's a high heel dancing class, which I want to go try out. Whatever, go do it. But something that brings you joy and that you don't have to force yourself to go and do, because it shouldn't be about like, oh God, I've got to go exercise. It should be like, I can't bloody wait to do this because I'm going to feel amazing and I really love it. Mental health for me has been massive. And this is where the biggest shift, because I already exercised like a demon before. I'm like obsessive, crazy person that had so many injuries because I was trying all these crazy things. For me, the mental health has been massive. So my meditating every morning, and they always vary what I do. And I also have done lots of inner work. So I've done with the, lots of the coaching, but also my magical Cindy, who I talk about, the Illuminator. Anybody in Cape Town, let me know, give me a message and I'll hook you up with her. She is incredible. The work that I have done on myself with her has been life-changing for me, and getting rid of just whatever shit is in my head that half the time is just like needs to be gone. It's amazing. It is from another world. It's woo-woo. I love it. Journaling. So, you know, there are loads of journaling questions you can ask yourself out there. We're doing with Manifest with Mark, Kenny Crystal's one, and it's all about the power of journaling. So that's actually what we're doing this week. And what was really nice was, you know, writing a letter for 3 years from now, what's your perfect day? And I bloody cried. And I meditated on it as well. And I was like, you know, how's my perfect day going to look from the moment I step out onto my beautiful, lush carpet, got out my brand new bed, looking around my bedroom, going to my dream bathroom. Oh my God. There's a lady called Zoe Foster Blake who owns Go To Skincare in Australia. Oh my God, I've seen her bathroom on YouTube. I want that. So it's really kind of getting into there. Whatever's going on with you, I think maybe also to brain dump, whatever, or thinking about like, what can I set my intention for today? What do I want to do for today? What's going to light me up? What can I do? And then what I don't want to do, who can I pass it on to? So learning to relax, I think for me, is the reducing the stress and your anxiety. If you get depression, all those kind of stuff. It's the breathing, the meditation, you do lots of breathing. Joe Dispenza does one where it's like really focusing on the breath. It's quite intense. I've done a breath work session. I didn't love it. It freaked me out. It was really weird. I did feel like I was levitating though. So I think different strokes, different folks, different strokes. Is that the saying? So it's finding things. For me, it's really calming my nervous system down. And at nighttime, I pump myself with the subliminals. And as I talked about doing the EFT tapping, it's really helped me. And no matter, there's so many different subjects and topics and self-love and worthy and success. For me, it's really about, we can tap for the money and all those kind of things, but I think reducing just anxiety, it's just like tapping on it, calming your body down, so important. Our relationships, like, you know, who do we want to be around? I want to be around the people that lift me up. I want to be part of these amazing groups. My networks have saved me. The Manifestive Collection with Vicky, being part of Mart's group as well, has been amazing. I've kind of dipped in and out of Francesca Amber. There's so many things going on. It's a bit crazy, but I find a group that you can be part of and that you can share. If you don't want to share with your mates, but you want to share with like-minded people, that's really helped me. But be with people that light you up, that make, they're just there to support you and fun and love you and just want you to succeed. But if you're falling down on the floor in tears, they will be there to pick you up. And I really learned who my people were when I was sick. So that's really important. You don't want someone that's going to be draining you. It takes so much out of you. You want to just make sure that you are at your best. And I think when you're at your best, that your relationships, your marriage, or whoever you're with, or whatever you're doing, I think it's really important. You just want beautiful, fulfilling relationships. And then your productivity. So I try and do that. I try and take some breaks. They say you're meant to take a break every like 55 minutes or every hour, but take a break, walk away, go, you know, sometimes I'll go listen to a little podcast, or I'll go for a drive. Like last week I was like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. I went to my husband, I'm going to go pick up our son from sports, and I am going to listen to a podcast, just get my head out, because I just need to go do something. So really do those. It's about recharging your energy, and then you can focus, come back to what you're doing and be more creative, you know. And for me, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. My new social media manager, Emma, is like, what? I'm like, but I've got kids, so I have to get up early so that I can get all this in. And I go to bed a bit earlier and I hook myself up and I listen to what I need to do. And self-care is different for everybody. It's not the same for everyone. But for me, it's like what resonates with you, what works for you. Mine is to calm this crazy person down. That's really important. It's about nurturing yourself and taking care of yourself. You know, really just looking at, you know, eating a good meal and dance. Go and dance. I'm going to dance today, you know. And try, if you can, meditate every day. Read an amazing book, whether it be a bit of erotica or whether it be a self-development book. Like, don't do too much self-development. I was doing that at one point. It's too much. But mix it up. I do my gratitude list. I also like to write my future gratitude list. Make time for your mates. You know, just step away from your phone. That's good self-care, and I need to learn that. And I was listening to a podcast. I can't remember. I'll see if I remember. I'll put it in the show notes of how this one guy, he's obviously super successful, how he doesn't even look at his phone till 12 o'clock in the day because they can wait. He's in his zone of genius. And my morning is zone of genius. I'm excited my kids are on holiday because now I don't have to get them ready and sort them all out. That's when I get my best work done, is in the morning and all my exercise and stuff. But like my brain is fired up the most in the morning. And so I think it's really important to just like not look at anything, get inspired and do your best work and create some amazingness. Like this morning I was looking at my Shanazza Dose of Glow, which I bloody, bloody go on, which is linked to the podcast, kind of all the elements of Glow. And I just haven't been doing enough of it or being on it. So I was like, right, I'm inspired. So I made some great content. I'm loving Canva at the moment. It's my best friend. It's helping me with TikTok things and that kind of stuff. And so it was like, right, what beautiful quotes can I write? What can I bring in? How can I make my page more important, more interesting so that I can reach more people, you know? So I think that's really important. Relaxing bedtime routine, that's what I do. So I take off, I love my cleansing balm, Lumi Glow Cleansing Balm. It's amazing. Also available in the UK now. So I take that all off, I get into bed, and then I listen to something really beautiful, and then I fall asleep and I just feel really good. And I just take myself away a little bit earlier, listen to calming music. Like with my daughter, she listens to like the sleep sounds on Apple Music, and it really helps her fall asleep. Decluttering your space is really a great way to help clear your mind. I need to declutter this desk. It's nuts. You know, have a bath, go and get those Epsom salts in the bath, get a candle. I just bought a candle actually from a lady here in Cape Town where you can use it as a moisturizer as well. Soy candle. Didn't know about that. So that's going to be cool. You know, watch a lovely movie, sit down with your husband, your wife, your friend or whatever, and do stuff that's going to make you happy. Connect with yourself, you know, listen to things that are going to inspire you. And that's what I try and do. Brendan Burchard Motivation, I love his. So there's all these different things that you can do. Sleeping is so important. Without the sleep, you're going to end up just losing the plot. But yeah, so that's kind of it on the self-care. It's so important. Take care of yourself. And if you need to be accountable, get a list, get a checklist and say, right, what can I do today? What are the three things I can do today that are self-care? And then say, right, I did those, and do a little list or put it in your diary so that, or, you know, that you put it there and like, right, this is what I need to do, you know, every day and how it's going to help me. It really will make a difference. You need to put yourself first before everybody else. It is not selfish. You are honoring yourself. You are turning up as your best self. You're aligning with who you truly are. And just you'll feel better, more confident, and that you can tackle anything and definitely become way more resilient. So there we go. I'm going to go do my bouncing now and then get ready for my interview, 10:30. And then I'm going to be rocking it on the boat. So having fun, trying to live my best life. And I hope you got something from this. And I did, always do. I love it. Beautiful sunny day out. I hope you're somewhere beautiful too. Get yourself out for a walk, go do something, call a friend, make some magic today and show up as your best self. Sending you so much love, and I'll be back next week, guys. Bye.